Matchmaking at Port Willow by Kylie Dunbar and read by Susie Riddell for Saga Egmont. Highland Crafting Holidays at the Princess and the Pea Inn, Port Willow. Retreat, refresh, make. That's our mantra here at the Princess and the Pea Inn, your Scottish Highland destination for unique crafting holidays. Check into our characterful 19th century inn on the shores of beautiful Port Willow Bay, with its growing reputation as a hub for crafters and makers, and let us look after you. Brothers Athol and Eugene Ferguson have recently expanded the family business with the assistance of new co-managers Beatrice and Kitty, ensuring a warm welcome, wonderful food, and a host of craft activities for you to choose from. Try your hand at painting with a local watercolourist, or spinning and dyeing at the Tartan Mill nearby. There are cookery lessons with Eugene, willow weaving with Athol, Gaelic lessons with Kitty, as well as painting, glassmaking, silversmithing, knitting and crochet. Let us help you plan your bespoke crafting getaway. Singles discounts available. A choice of rooms and suites are available, including the historic Princess Room with its towering fairy tale inspired bed. Originally installed by the Ferguson brothers' parents in the 1950s, the Princess Room has recently undergone extensive renovations, making it an ideal destination for honeymooners and romantics looking for a cosy coastal getaway. You'll find us in our remote Gulf Stream location amidst wild open countryside, a must for hikers and sightseers, and close to one of the white coral beaches with exotic blue waters that are unique to the Scottish Highlands. Don't forget the inn's varied entertainment programme, new for this season, including singles and dating events. The inn prides itself on welcoming lone travellers looking for a home from home. Limited spaces available. Book today and start dreaming. Chapter 1. Setting Off. Beatrice and Athol waved off the minibus load of knitters into the crisp, wintry morning from the steps of the Princess and the Pea Inn. One of the knitters, sad to be leaving after their week-long crafting holiday, mournfully waved their scarf from one of the windows, its tasselled ends flapping against the group's logo on the side of the bus. Knit fast, die warm. "I'm going to miss that lot," Beatrice smiled, still waving.
"Aye, they were certainly lively," agreed Athol,
placing an arm around the shivering Beatrice. Even after 5 months living in the Highlands, the frosty December mornings took her breath away with their sharpness.
"Their bar tabs were almost as long as the scarves they knitted."
Beatrice leaned into the warmth of Athol's body. "Did you notice that little spark between the two younger ones, Alex and Selma?" Athol only narrowed his eyes. He hadn't noticed.
"There was definitely something there, I reckon," she said.
Beatrice lowered her arm as the bus turned up the hill and out of sight. Given another week and a bit of Christmas romance, I think those two would have got together. I'd have made sure of it. Athol held the door open and let Beatrice pass through into the warmth of the inn's reception. The silver tinsel draped over the wall-mounted deer antlers shimmered in the chilly, salty breeze coming in off the bay. Athol shook his head and smiled indulgently.
"I'm sure they'll find their way to each other once they're back home at their knitting club."
"That's just it. They might, but I'll never know." Beatrice followed Athol under the arched opening into the barroom, which at this time of day was pleasingly tidy and empty.
"Well, rest assured, your hospitality and our bro holidays will have set them on the road to being something more than they were afore they arrived."
Athol flicked the switch on the Christmas tree's lights. Beatrice stopped just for a second to enjoy how his blue eyes picked up their golden gleam. Feeling herself drawn towards him by the bar, she slipped her arms around his middle, her favourite place to be. "I think it might be time, Athol." Intrigued, he tipped his head.
"Oh, aye."
The low, drawling notes in his voice betrayed what he hoped.